I just saw on TV the other night a wonderful story of Mary Thomas, the mother of Isaiah Thomas, the great basketball star of the Detroit Pistons. And she had one line in there where she said, "I'm not poor. I've been broke. I've been without money, but I'm not poor, and I've never been poor, and I never will be poor." And it's that kind of consciousness that I'm talking about. If you focus on what you want to expand in your life, and if you're always thinking about what you don't have, then what you don't have is going to expand. I was doing a radio show not too long ago in Washington, D.C., and this man called in from Jamaica, who had lived in Jamaica, who is now a medical doctor. He was one of 14 children growing up in Jamaica. Black man, had grown up in a very, very poor part of Jamaica, and he was raised by his grandmother. And his grandmother had always said to him, "Your mind is more powerful than anything else." He was calling in to validate some of the things that I was saying on the air, because I was getting some resistance from some of the people out there who were saying that, how can you say the kinds of things that you're saying to people who are in such poor circumstances? Don't you have any pity for them, and so on? I said, no. I said, the whole focus of what I was saying was that these are the people who need to hear the most what I've got to say, and that if you get your mind focused on what you want and never let your mind detract from that, then you'll act on that, and eventually you'll move out of those circumstances. And this fellow was saying how his grandmother had always told him, he was always interested in medicine and always wanted to be a doctor, and everybody just laughed at the idea of this little Jamaican boy in this little village in Jamaica and total poverty ever becoming a doctor. And he said, but my grandmother always said, never get the idea out of your mind. Never, ever let that idea go. Just keep that thought there. Just keep that thought there. And he said, I never let it go. I always thought it. I always thought it. And the more I thought it, the more I began to act on it. And as I acted on it, I began to do two jobs instead of one, and then three jobs. And then I began to extend away for medical books, and I began to study it, and I began to save all of my money. And then I began to apply for scholarships. And he's going through all of the things that he did that were a result of the ancestor to every action as a thought. All of these actions came from this one thought, right? And the thought was, I'm going to be a doctor. He had a big practice in Washington, D.C., and he was a very famous heart surgeon in Washington. And all because he never got rid of the thought. So whatever it is that you want to expand for yourself in your life, keep focused on that thought.